dead, so. Glad you're back. Glad you're back. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
If I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can call them at 636-695-2650, and they'll give you a complimentary second opinion on your investment portfolio.
Wow.
Nailed that one.
Wow.
Portfolio.
Wow. You want to try that again, buddy?
I think you need to edit that out.
I got man. I got you.
Radio edit.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
Oh, I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can call them at 636-695-2650 to receive a complimentary second opinion on your investment portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
This next member of the team was unemployed for 2 weeks, not long ago, but he's back. And he brings to the show a lot of experience. He was a night cook at Denny's. He was a door-to-door knife salesman. He was a Busch Stadium beer vendor. He was a roller skating rink DJ. He's also a former newsman and news director of this station, not anymore, but he's still currently the head of research and in charge of digital clock resetting. He is an author, and something, what the heck, I can never read something else. That's it. That music always reminds me, Jim Rockford, Rockford Files, private investigator, and that's what this guy is, too. Tim Woodburn, say hello to everybody.
Frank and I have
Say hello to your sponsor.
I will do that. First, I'd like to say hi to and thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling, 77 years serving St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They install and work on all makes and models. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Call 314-727-9000 or go to MatheneyHeatCool.com. And Frank, I have a big announcement to make. Starting next week after the Dino Costa show from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. is going to be the Tim Woodburn Dating Advice Show. That's going to air from 1 o'clock to 1:03 a.m. And then the Tim Woodburn Weight Loss Advice Show is going to be from 1:04 to 1:09 a.m. That'll be all. Right after the Dino Costa show. So I got two new shows coming up starting next week.
Now, have you lost any weight since the first of the year?
I have.
How much?
Right.
You know
oh,
what,
come
lady?
On.
I'm going to sit on you after the show, and then you can tell me if I've lost weight or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just know that I have. I'm too chicken squat to get on the scale until the first of the month. It's a superstition.
I do the same exact thing. I don't want to get on the scale till I can already tell that when I step on there, whoo, dramatic weight loss. Good for you. Stick with it. I'll try to stick with it. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And there are 1,000 diets, the South Beach diet, this diet, that, the grapefruit diet, the Atkins diet. Rat Boy, as you've noticed, has never been heavy. Ever. This guy maintains the same waistline he had in high school. He swears it's a what kind of diet?
Cheese.
The cheese diet. That's what he says. Well, you know, look at him. It works for him. I know why our band leader isn't heavy, because look at him over there right now. He's just jumping around, waving that baton. He's constantly in motion. He is, well, he and his band together, we call them, because they are, Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. I'll tell you what diet doesn't work.
Sorry?
I'll tell you what diet doesn't work, because I went on it for about 9 years. It's the church's chicken diet. It's awful. I tried and tried and tried and tried and tried. It just does not work.
You know, I was tempted to say, we ought to take a poll from people, let them call in and say, where's the best fried chicken? The reason that doesn't work, because we've done it over the years.
Lay's
radio
fried
show
chicken.
Has done it. No, hold on.
Lay's fried
where's
chicken.
Where's the best hamburger? Here's the problem. What's the best to somebody is not going to be the best to somebody else. It's just not. Popeyes, that's okay. That's decent fried chicken.
And people say but Dough Hacks.
Well, that's because Lay's is obviously the best fried chicken. I mean,
now, you know, I've never been to Dough Hacks. Well, I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah,
Dough Hacks is on Graboid. There are not very many of them. Yeah, but
there's only one on Graboid. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't want to get into this because it'll end up just everybody. But I will tell you now the best chicken nugget, and now lots of people have nuggets. Chick-fil-A, hands down, there is nobody that can come close to Chick-fil-A for chicken nuggets. It's just not. The others just seem like ground up whatever. You don't know what they are. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union stepped up, oh my goodness, a few years ago and sort of took over sponsorship of the yard sale. The yard sale would probably be dead if it weren't for First Community Credit Union. Saturday mornings, 7 to 9 o'clock. The show is so good it takes two hosts, Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. If you have something to sell or you're listening for something to pick up at a good price or you just want to be entertained because it's interesting to hear what people are selling and interesting listening to these two, Dan and Scott, just kick it around. It's a different kind of yard sale. It's a great yard sale. And we thank First Community Credit Union for keeping it on the air. Here's the other thing we thank them for. Giving thousands and thousands and thousands of people a great place to bank. My banking is simple. Okay, checking, savings, money management account, car loan. Don't have a car loan anymore. I'm car loan free. Got that all paid off. But all the things you're doing now at some other bank, why in the world aren't you doing that at First Community Credit Union? And you don't have an answer for that. Well, I don't know. I've been banking here for 10 years. That's not an answer. That's not a good answer. Banking for 10 years. That's like saying, well, I've gone to the same horrible, painful dentist for 10 years, so I'll just keep going there. You don't have to do that. I know that where you bank is not painful or horrible, but it's probably not anything. It's just where you bank. Fix it. Change it. Join us. Come over to First Community Credit Union. They have a lot of good reasons that I think you're going to find what we as members find, and that is flat out a great place to bank because they're competitive with their rates. They offer services and promote things nobody else seems to care about. I don't hear a lot of banking facilities promoting and encouraging motorcyclists and boaters to come let them help you finance and obtain the boat of your dreams or the motorcycle. They do. First Community does. They love motorcycles and boats. I know it's cold now, but in 2, 3, 4 months, you'll be getting the fever for a boat or a motorcycle. And how about the wedding loan deal? Have you ever heard anybody else come on and go, hey, if you need money for a wedding, let us help you? I haven't. They do. They have wedding loans with rates as low as 4.99%. There's a reason they are the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. Over 40 locations. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa.
Recovering from a horrible, horrible illness that knocked him out for a day. And he's here courtesy of Window World. You know who they are and you know what they do. They're in the window business. The business of selling people terrific windows at a very reasonable price. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Let's give them a big welcome back to the studio round of applause, Bill Clevelin. Oh, are they glad to have you back. Listen to that.
I was out for 4 days. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. 4 days. So, how do you feel?
Much better. I don't know if I sound any better, but feel much better. Thank you.
Is this one of those deals where you physically don't feel horrible? You just have
just
a,
in my head. Yeah. Which is it's a whole other problem.
Looks bad, feels great. Oh,
there you go. That's a good joke. I haven't heard that.
Well,
in
you
a
said
while.
you had a bloody nose yesterday.
I did. Yeah.
Three boxes of Kleenex.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mop that Tim, up. You already what did that. You already.
Yeah. No, I did it a different way.
He did it yesterday.
I did it a different way.
It wasn't funny then.
I didn't do it in any way.
I take it back.
Friend.
I take it back. Four boxes of Kleenex. Is that any better?
No. It is not a pleasant experience, I will tell you that.
Hey, you know what? The bloody nose thing is a weird deal. I don't get bloody noses. I don't remember that I've ever had one, but my kids have had them. And you can't ever figure out why you had a bloody nose. Your nose starts bleeding.
I used to get them all the time. And
did you ever figure out why?
The doctor said I had to go to the doctor because I used to get them so often. And he said that when the air gets so dry, there's like little corpuscles up in your sinuses, and they will burst because of the dryness. And I would get a bloody. I was driving down the street one time, and all of a sudden I felt this. What is this? And I'm sitting at a stoplight, and I didn't have anything in the car to cover it. And I'm I've got my hand over my face and blood is rolling down my hand.
I have had the same thing since I was a kid. I don't have them as regularly now as an adult, but for my entire life. And I will tell you a couple of times, this is gross. I shouldn't even say, but
that was the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sometimes
he hasn't even told it yet.
Sometimes it will happen. So I'm like, it's so much that it's actually frightening. I mean, you lose so much blood, and it's
I've never had
it
that.
Is not cool at all.
Oh, I have.
Now, the other thing you mentioned earlier that you did that I haven't done for at least 30 years is threw up. I have not thrown up for at least 30 years.
Thanks for Dan being a good friend that actually I sent Dan a text last night and told him, I said, there is nothing more humbling than having to clean your own vomit up off the floor. It was just kind of disgusting.
And wiping a kid's butt.
But to your point, Frank, the last time I threw up was, I was 25 years old, so I'm 38, almost 39 now. And I remember exactly why I threw up the last time, and it was because I was nervous about going on a date with this girl. I was so fixated on.
Really?
I went on the date. No, I went on the date. Everything was totally fine, but I had just held back all of these nerves like the entire day. And as soon as the date was over, I got home and I had this migraine of a headache and I just threw up.
Well, let me tell you something. Anybody who doesn't admit that they've been that nervous over going out with someone is lying, because I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm dating a girl now. Oops.
Tim may know this. Glenn Hall, a goalie when the Blues first started, he used to get so nervous before games, he would throw up before a game.
Yeah, that's right. He would do that.
But yeah,
Carole King. Wasn't it Carole King who every time if she had to go on stage, she'd have to throw up backstage right before she went out there. She was so nervous. Mm.
Oh, good story.
It is a good story.
Wow.
Who is that guy? Who is that guy?
I don't know.
All right. So I have actually two topics today. One is a short one, kind of funny, and then the second was my regular topic today. So I was reminded of a story. This is from 2014, and I had totally forgotten about this until today. Something reminded me of it. And Frank, you'll appreciate this. I know you are a big advertising guy and you love advertising. And so obviously, I would assume every state has some sort of a division where they produce these public service announcements.
Exactly.
And most of them are usually cheesy. They're horrible.
The following is a public service announcement.
Yeah, exactly. And I would imagine most of them probably do nothing to actually tackle whatever.
Sorry, what, Rad Boy? What did you? Usually when somebody says they're cheesy,
There he is.
Where were you, Rad Boy? Go ahead.
And so in South Dakota, or if you've ever been to the Dakotas or anywhere in that part of the upper Midwest, you know that driving in winter conditions is pretty much, you know, a half the year thing. And so there are a lot of accidents. So South Dakota in 2014, they did this campaign, and I think it was television, but it was mostly billboards, and they had them lined all the way up and down throughout the state. There's only really one main highway that kind of goes from Sioux Falls all the way to Rapid City. And so on the on these billboards, they had this slogan, they had this like catchphrase, whatever you want to call it, and they had to take these things down because somebody in the marketing department did not think through what the campaign slogan was. The slogan was, "Don't jerk and drive."
Wow.
What was it supposed to mean?
Well, because when you are driving and you know, we always hear you turn into the, you know, when your car starts to slide. And so that's kind of what they're talking about. When your car starts to slide, you don't jerk the wheel because that makes things even worse and your car goes totally out of control.
They should have just said, "Don't jerk the wheel." Was stupid.
Yeah. Don't jerk and drive.
Well, I'm on their website. They created TV commercials with this campaign. They had to pull the whole thing.
Yeah.
The campaign should have been, billboards and all, you should look up and here's what it should have said. Don't play with yourself while you're driving. That's what you should have said.
Frank, let me do this. Let me try this again with Limey.
What?
I'm looking at the website right now. They had to pull the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing.
Don't jerk and drive. They had to pull the whole thing.
Come on, six.
As your friends.
Maybe you should be unemployed for another couple of days.
No, I won't say.
Okay.
Apparently, the name of that chicken place is not Dohacks. It's Hodacks.
Hodacks. Yeah.
Oh, way to go, Dan. Okay. Let's go to Dohacks.
Okay.
Real good.
Oh my goodness. All right. So on this date in 1973, President Lyndon Johnson died. He was from Austin, Texas. And so last year I had the, I took a presidential road trip, I called it. So I went to all three of the presidential libraries in the state of Texas. And so when you go to Austin, you can visit not only the presidential library, you can visit his ranch. I didn't get to do this, but I wanted to do it. And actually right now, some of the stuff is closed, which I thought it was kind of bizarre. So his home, and like a lot of, not a lot, but some presidential houses, so like, for example, Eisenhower's, you can go into his home, the home that he lived in until he died. That one's in Gettysburg. But there's a ranch just outside of Austin, Texas, and you can go into the home when it's not closed by the Park Service because of the government shutdown. And you can tour his ranch, and you can see all the, they call it the Texas White House, because I guess he would spend a lot of time there. When he was away from Washington, D.C., he was he died there, so he's, the family cemetery is there, and you can tour all around the ranch. The museum, which is actually in Austin, it's the oldest of the three museums in Texas, the presidential museums, and it really has a lot of great artifacts and a lot of great exhibits. And you kind, now I was not alive when LBJ was president, so maybe this is part of it, but I didn't realize or didn't remember how many things that he had a hand in. And the museum really kind of lays out all the different things that LBJ had a hand in. So for example, voting rights, student loans, clean water, traffic safety, the Freedom of Information Act, the Great Society, all of the Vietnam War stuff that happened, PBS and National Public Radio. So those are just a few of the things that his administration had a hand in. And so there are different examples highlighting those things all in different artifacts. And then, of course, with all of the stuff that had to do with him taking over after JFK was assassinated. So they had the Bible that he was sworn in right away after Kennedy had been assassinated. They had the desk where he signed the Civil Rights Act. A lot of just really cool artifacts that you're not going to see anywhere else.
You know what's weird, though? Yeah. You never hear anybody refer to Johnson. Let's say, well, in the Reagan era, mm-hmm. or the Carter administration, nobody ever says during the Lyndon Johnson administration, there's never a reference to him.
Yeah.
It's just not.
He is a sort of a little known fact. He got the very first Medicare card. It was given to him by Harry Truman. And then, of course, there's a copy there of the Warren Report, which was the had studied the assassination of JFK. On my Bill on the Road Facebook page, I posted a picture a little while ago, which I think is kind of cool. When you walk into the museum, and we've talked about this before, all these presidents have museums. When you walk into this one, though, and you look up at the second floor, they have a copy of every single document that had anything to do in his administration. I mean, you know, millions of papers, and they're all in these binders, and they're all in these red binders. And it's pretty cool to look up and see all of them all at one time, taking up all of the second floor just as you're walking up the steps to this place. So kind of neat.
That'd be a good name for an accountant, Red Binders.
Oh, my goodness. All right. On that note,
this is our historian, Red Binders.
Wow.
Have you seen the highway billboards for the South Dakota campaign?
Yeah.
That the highway billboards.
Yeah.
Think before you jerk.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Don't. Jerking isn't a joke. They had billboards on the side of the highway. They had to pull the whole thing.
This doesn't work. Oh, I have an assignment for Limey, and I know Dan knows this. We used to play, and I know you can find this. Okay. LBJ was the actual recording of Johnson on the phone,
yes.
ordering some pants, some which Sears, they called slacks. Well, I had heard it was the president of the Hager slacks company, Hager pants. And it's absolutely hilarious. Now, Lyndon Johnson was probably the crudest president we ever had. This is not made up. This is actual fact, and there are several accounts of it. He would let reporters interview him while he was sitting on the toilet. Whoa. The guy was just the crudest. Yeah, oh, yeah. He was out there. When he was ordering these.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you remember there's a book called In the President's Secret Service?
Yes, by Ron Kessler.
Yes, and they interview all of these former Secret Service agents. And the quote that I'll never forget about LBJ from one of the Secret Service agents was, if he was it something about that if he weren't president he would be in a mental institution.
No, that's exactly
and,
right.
And I thought, oh my god, and he would just get completely naked and dress in front of his whole family, like on the air on Air Force One. I mean, like, just weird stuff.
Very strange. He has uninhibited, crude. Limey, you got to find. See if you can find
He got
undressed in front of his whole family on Air Force One.
Yeah, like he would just change. He would just no class at all. Okay, I think we're finished here. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Applause is actually a little louder because they missed you for one day. They kind of ramped it up.
Feel the love.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If you're the least bit interested, and you should be, you may not need windows now, but when you do down the road, go to windowworldstlouis.com. Please tell them you're AM and the PM.
Didn't we We looked around for that thing. Wasn't it Mike Evans that got us that, the Lyndon Johnson?
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I don't know. We looked for it once before.
We'll find it.
Frank, you know who your newest favorite Cardinal is, don't you?
No.
John Brebbia.
John Brebbia?
Do you know who John Brebbia is?
I don't.
John Brebbia is a relief pitcher for the Cardinals who was kind of up and down with AAA Memphis last year. But a couple of Chicago Cubs came out on, I believe it was Twitter.
Talking about
St. Louis is such a boring place to live. And Yadier Molina stepped up and called them losers.
I think it was a TV show.
And during the Cardinals winter warm-up that just was completed down at the Hyatt downtown, John Brebbia chimed in as well with Cry Me a River, losers, as his hashtag to the Chicago Cubs players Chris Bryant and Ryan Dempster, who said that. And when he entered his autograph signing appearance at the Cardinals winter warm-up, Justin Timberlake's song Cry Me a River was playing as he danced into the room.
Wow. All right.
That is your new favorite Cardinal, Frank. John Brebbia.
Mine and everybody else's, probably. Yeah. Cry Me a River.
Losers.
Yeah. Good for him. Good for him. We didn't do a Burke segment, so we can do a quick Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
Yeah, I got something weird. I don't know if this has ever happened to any of you out there.
Well, you told me this off the air. I think this is very interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, take it away.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so yesterday I was cleaning out my ears because, personal hygiene and all that stuff. And as I was cleaning out my left ear, I felt like I pulled out this plastic bead that was in my ear. I'm not kidding.
A plastic bead?
Yeah, a plastic bead. It was like maybe a 16th wide and like 2 or 3 16ths long. It was like a cylinder shape. And it was just in my freaking ear.
Somebody
gave
you... It wasn't a bead.
Getting ready for Mardi Gras.
It was a plastic little thing just
like
in my
tube
beard.
Or something.
Somebody gave you a bead job.
It sounds like a capsule. Like a capsule that you would take. Medicine.
Maybe.
It's not round. You called it a bead, but it's not round. You said it's oval, like long or something.
Well, I mean, like, right? it was cylinder shaped, right?
Did it have, was it open on both ends?
No. It was a closed piece of, like, cylinder shaped plastic, and it was in my ear. And I had no idea. I just cleaned it out, and then there it was.
Wow.
Maybe it's some kind of transmitter. Maybe in your sleep, an aliens or something came in and planted a transmitter.
Possibly.
That explains a lot.
Maybe it was a tumor.
Or maybe you were drinking, and it's a suppository, and you missed. Shoved it in your ear.
In my ear. Yeah, so no, I just kind of like, is anybody... And then a couple weeks ago, I got home from work and I had glitter in my beard and I have no idea where that came from.
Glitter in your beard?
Yeah, what? Glitter in my beard.
Where do you go
Western Illinois motorboat.
East St. Louis. Yeah. Don't they have glitter over there?
You might be eating a stripper for lunch.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man.
Where are you going at night? Did you come home and get glitter in your beard?
Your life is more interesting than
mine. There was a plastic bead in my ear, and if anybody has ever experienced that, let me know, please, because it was a bit weird.
They claim that, like, in your lifetime, I don't know what the number is, like 20 spiders or something get in your ear and live inside your head. I don't believe that.
Yeah, was it like you also, you eat eight spiders in your lifetime?
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
Did you throw the bead away? Did
you keep it? I threw it away.
So maybe show it to the class.
Oh, I'd keep it.
Was it solid or was it hollow?
It was a solid plastic bead. It's a little piece of plastic. I found it in my ear. No idea where it came from.
Wow. Well,
that's disturbing.
That's my favorite. Anybody else?
I have a quick one.
For the Burke segment. All right, Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thank you, Frank. I was cleaning out my ears this morning, Frank, and I dug the Q-tip in there, and I pulled out a nugget from Chick-fil-A. I'm like, how did I miss my mouth? I popped that sucker right in. I was hungry. That quenched my appetite. That's all I got.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Wow. Damn, nothing. I am... My new word for the next several months is going to be no to a lot of different people. I've already received, Dave Matthews Band put out their schedule, their tour schedule for the summer. May 15th they will hit here. And I have already been receiving texts and messages.
But this is what happens when you made the mistake years ago of letting everybody know that Tim Reynolds of the Dave Matthews Band, that you and he were kid buddies as kids, you went to the same church, you made that mistake, and that you still are in touch with him and you're still friends. This is what's going to happen. You have to concoct a story that you had an argument with Tim, you're on the outs, you're not speaking anymore, and boom, there go all my tickets, and then it's over. That'll be the end of it. So you have to make that story.
All right, I'll do that.
We can close the Burke segment, I guess. Burke segment is officially closed. We started the show. I did a little speech about Kevin Steincross on Fox 2. Folks, let's just sit back and hope that they don't cave in and fire this guy for a slip of the tongue and a mistake when he was trying to say Martin Luther King Jr.'s name. The NAACP is on him now, pressuring him. They want him fired. I say we shouldn't care what they want. We should care about whether or not there was intent and some sort of hate. There wasn't. It was a mistake. We got to stop letting a few people push everybody around. So we'll all kind of stay on that. And if he gets let go, we got to together find a way to let Channel 2 know.
Why do these people get?
We're not happy with this.
But why do all these? And this is not just in this case, but all of these cases where people are so outraged over things that they weren't even watching. They didn't even know it was happening until they saw
Thank
it later
you.
On
Thank
social
Thank you. This was
media.
5:30. It was 5:34 in the morning, and the original story was that they received one phone call complaint that it sounded like a racial slur. One. And then all of a sudden, boom, all hell breaks loose. They shouldn't even have let that story out that they got one complaint. Let it go. But now it's a big deal all of a sudden. So we'll stay on that. I also know because we ran some commercials for it on the station, Stormy Daniels is coming back to town again.
Nice.
And my question is, I've never been to one of these things where, like, a porn star comes to a club. What do they do? I mean, what will she do when she comes to town? Sign things, I guess. And who, by the way, I guess a bunch of guys watching football together get together and go, hey, look at Stormy Daniels' autograph. I don't know that I understand
what they do. And they make all the strippers sit in the stripper room, and she's like the marquee act. Like, they shut the whole thing down. And they push the stages together, they make ramps, and she like kind of just goes up, and then she's like the only thing out there, and guys, you know, put money in her, in whatever she's got on.
Her string.
Yeah. They put money
in. Does she do a pole dance or strip show?
Well, she did.
Hey,
show you put the credit card.
She bounces. Just put the chip in. She's got a chip reader right above her thigh.
Oh my goodness.
And, no, that's how it works. You know,
I'm assuming she'll take her clothes off, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if she does private dances or not, but I do know that they shut the whole thing down. She's like the marquee act.
I have never been to a strip club.
Me neither.
I have.
Neither have I.
When you're in the Army,
last time I went, I got a bead in my ear.
When you're in the Army and you get a pass, you go to a strip club. I'm not really sure why we did it, but we did. I've said this before too. Let's take the average guy that goes to a strip. Maybe not the average guy, but a lot of guys that go to strip clubs, they're kind of losers and they don't have anybody. So you're all horned up anyway because you don't have somebody. And then what do you do to yourself? What you do to yourself is you go to a strip club where some chick lap dances you and makes you even more miserable and frustrated than you were. I don't know that I understand that. It's sort of like, hey, let me show you a little bit of something you can't have.
You go to the East Side when, one, you want to see some naked ladies, and two, you want to fear for your life a little bit. That's why you go to the East Side. You know, like, you want to have an interesting night.
Are the naked women really that spectacular?
Depends on how many
times that I went, they weren't.
It depends on how many beers you've had. Like, you don't go to a strip joint sober, all right? You go after about 5 or 6 beers.
You probably don't go at like 2 in the afternoon either.
Yeah, you don't go to a lunch show on a Monday.
Oh, yeah. there are business guys that will meet over there for lunch.
Yeah, nobody goes to a strip joint for the all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet. All right, you don't do that.
Oh,
but think about it.
I don't think I can.
When I was younger and used to go to them with my brother and my friends, we were in our 20s, we schooled there, and you watch a Blues game or you watch Curling, and it's like, as soon as the commercial comes on, you don't watch the commercial. You've got something else to look at right next to the screen, and then as soon as the game comes back on, you focus your attention right back. It was a great way to watch a game.
Do the women get their feelings hurt if they're up there strutting around and you're watching the game? Does that hurt their feelings?
Nah.
I didn't ask.
No?
I'm pretty sure they were okay.
And the burgers outside are great, Frank. You got to try a strip club burger.
Yes, that is true.
A 3 a.m. burger. There's not like a 3 a.m. strip club burger.
Oh. Something else I've never done. Over a year ago for Christmas, is Christmas of, 2017, my kids gave me a little digital recorder. I mentioned this back then, and they just handed it to me and said, we want you to just pick it up from time to time and tell us the story of your life. I've not recorded one word on it in 13 months or so. I don't know where to start. Where would you start? Dan, where would you start? If Alyssa said, here's a little recorder, I want, before you pass away, I want your life story. Where would you start with it? Because I think I'm going to have to just bounce around. I don't think I can do it in chronological order because you'll forget something.
Yeah, you could probably bounce around, but I'd probably start when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. I'd at least start, you know, just to say, okay, I was born this date in this town. And then just kind of go
born on
there.
A Wednesday about noon. I know that, but that's not an interesting
What town were you born in?
I was born in Humboldt, Tennessee.
Well, then you got, there you go. That's the start of your thing.
Born in Humboldt, Tennessee.
And then
you just start telling some stories.
Yeah, I don't think you of all people should have trouble telling stories.
Yeah, exactly.
I think one will lead to another.
I think that's what I'm gonna have to do is just start saying, well, I remember one time when I was here, and then that'll remind me of something else. It's a great idea actually, and I would recommend that everybody do it if you have somebody in your, especially somebody who's really older, like a grandparent or something. Because I think when people get old, they think they're irrelevant. Nobody cares anything about them. And trust me, I was in a nursing home at Christmas, this past Christmas. It was the most depressing thing. And this, here it was, Christmas Eve. And there weren't, I guess, of the residents there, more than 4 of them that had somebody there sitting with them, talking to them in the dining room. So do that because it makes the person feel like you actually care about the life they've led. Maybe you can learn something.
I'll tell you a way you could do it, Frank. Just knowing you for 17 months, I know you well enough that I could interview you in a side studio over here for hours and just ask you questions that I know that you would go off on 15, 20-minute tangents on, and you could not. If you ever wanted to record something like that and be interviewed, I'd do it.
My suggestion, Frank, is to have your...
I do think it could go for hours.
I did this with my Uncle Bill. Now, he was significantly older than you and was in his last couple of years, but have your kids set up a video camera when you guys are all together. Let them each ask you questions, and you answer their questions on camera, and they will have that forever, and I'm telling you, they will enjoy that at some point. When that point comes around, they'll be glad that they have that.
Well, the difference between that and the digital recorder is that's one session and a limited discussion, limited number of questions, where as you think of things, you just pick that little recorder up and go, oh, I just thought of a story I think your kids would like. And it was the video thing would be. I do want to make a video if I know I'm going and I get some notice, like the doctor says, well, you got 3 months. I would like to sit down and do a video and address all of the people that I think might come to some luncheon or dinner to just kind of celebrate whatever and tell some stories. I would like to be there on video. And that's creepy to a lot of people, but I think I want to do that. I also want to pre-record a bunch of phone messages on my phone. Go, hey, I'm not here right now. I'm dead. You know, like, but a lot of people think that's weird. No, they think it's weird. Wow. I think it's funny.
I won't be
leave
calling
it on the
me.
Phone for a couple of years.
Don't expect to call back.
Right.
Yeah, can't call you back because I'm dead. Now, I don't exactly know where I am now. I hope I'm in heaven. But, hey, you leave a number and somebody who's still alive at this house will call you back. That would be it. What else? I think that's pretty much it. I don't want to short Mr. Evans. Here, real quickly, this morning, there was an article about burning calories, and I plucked this out of the article because it says sex burns calories. A 30-minute sex session burn about 190 calories. Who has sex for 30 minutes? Does that include foreplay or something? Because if it does, a long time.
How many can you burn in 30 seconds?
Yeah, it doesn't say. Mm-hmm. But here's the other thing they put in this list of things that burn calories. And this one, wow, this really surprised me. Shooting pool. It says an hour-long game at the pool table will burn at least 220 calories.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
That's hour-long amazing, actually.
You know, Cardinals manager Mike Schilt had the penthouse suite at the Hyatt this past weekend, and it had his own private pool table there. He was playing pool with some of the players. You know how many square feet the penthouse suite is at the Hyatt in downtown St. Louis?
Just
one hotel room for the night. 2,500 square feet.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's a house.
That's a big suite. Huge. Now, this joke, what? Limey, were you speaking?
No, I just said that's huge.
Okay. Okay, this joke that's coming, don't blink or you miss it. It's pretty quick. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's an old joke, but I still love it. A guy goes to the doctor's office and has some tests run, and the doctor says, I need to see you in the office, Jim. And they sit down, and he says, Jim, I got some bad news, and I got some other bad news. And Jim says, oh, my goodness, all right, what is it? He said, well, you have AIDS. Jim said, what? He said, yeah, you have AIDS. Sorry. He said, what's the other bad news? He says, well, the bad news, you have Alzheimer's disease. You have the most advanced Alzheimer's I've ever seen. You have almost no short-term memory. And Jim says, well, at least I don't have AIDS.
Check traffic now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Peloton, live studio classes in the comfort of your home. In Illinois, eastbound 64 at Tudor, police working with an abandoned vehicle from an earlier chase. A crash southbound 55 at Loughborough. They cleared the accident southbound 270 at Manchester, wrapping up an accident westbound 30 at Summit, and a solid jam southbound 67 between Highway CC and Meyer Road. Whether it's a monthly challenge to meet your goals, a training program for your next race, or setting a new personal best, the Peloton bike will make you want to show up and keep climbing the live leaderboard year-round. Learn more about the Peloton bike at onepeloton.com or visit your local showroom. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Grizz Nation, it's time to get tickets and get Memphis. Join Mike Conley and your Memphis Grizzlies as they host Kemba Walker and the Charlotte Hornets Wednesday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV in Eureka. Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to two carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there. And the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you, from economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes, and always late model trade-in.
For the rest of your life. Family, show them you can.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys. Those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Grizz Nation, join us for Raise Your Glass to Memphis Music Night presented by Crown Royal as your Memphis Grizzlies host the Sacramento Kings Friday, January 25th at 7 p.m. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today and get Memphis.
All right, let's head down to Dallas, Texas. Mike Evans is standing by. I think you know... well, who his sponsor is, I hope you do, and I hope if you never have, that sometime you get a chance to have dinner at Annie Guns, or even lunch at Annie Guns. Mike is brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other, same ownership, same perfection in everything they do or sell or create. They're closed only on Mondays. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And they sell thousands and thousands of gift cards every year, every day. They'll sell them today. Gift cards at this place aren't just something for the holidays. It's any day of the year. Because who wouldn't like a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mike Evans. Hello, Homer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, baby.
Maybe into a second bottle. No, it's afternoon.
Pop quiz theme all week long. Things celebrities love. Name the celebrity who really loves cats, really hates dogs. Kiefer Sutherland, Tyler Perry, Bryan Cranston, John Hamm. You know what? I'm walking around on this boot pretty good, homie.
No, good for you. Can you play golf?
I never thought I'd be saying I'm happy to get the boot, but I am. There you go.
You used that same line yesterday.
Still working. I'm still walking on it. Feeling no pain. I feel good about it. I get a ton of feedback every year on this yournovel.com. If you need something for Valentine's Day, check out yournovel.com. By the way, I got the real spicy one for Cheryl last year. I wouldn't recommend it unless you really like spicy, because it gets a little, well, I think you get the idea. R. Kelly's ex, Drea, says that Kelly's emotional, verbally, and physically abused her throughout their marriage, and that she is shopping her tell-all book. And Chris Brown, as you may or may not have heard, got arrested for suspicion of rape. Can you imagine that? Yeah.
What?
I know. What? That's crazy. Know.
Well, this is nothing but racism. Talk. This is all racism talk.
You're exactly right, Frank. Yes, Brad Pitt is quietly dating Charlize Theron.
Woo-hoo.
I say Charlize Theron.
Oh, we
did
heard
you not hear the boing?
I heard it. It almost needs a double boing as hot as she is. You know what I'm talking about?
Hot.
Oh, she's hot. Hot pocket. I was going to let this go, but I just can't. Clueless, untalented Pete Davidson threatening suicide after he got dumped by Ariana Grande. And then his friends say he did it just for pity and to get some gigs. And now on Saturday Night Live in a personal appearance last night, he's making jokes and making fun of suicides. You know, I don't bring this up. I don't know that I ever have. Both my mother and father committed suicide. Suicide is nothing to be make fun of or be joked about.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Any more than cancer. You know, there's nothing funny about suicide, and there's nothing funny about Pete Davidson.
I agree.
Stand that. Regarding those clowns that blasting Gladys Knight for singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, I love Gladys Knight. I think it's great. Gladys says she hopes to reunite the country. Of course, I say the only way that you're going to reunite the country that day is if the New England Patriots lose. That's the only way we reunite the country.
What's the flack about Gladys Knight? Why is somebody upset about that?
Black woman, singing the national anthem. Should be kneeling.
You've got to be kidding me. What's wrong with this country?
I don't know. It's sad. Regarding these people talking, they should be happy because it'll be the best talent you'll see that night. I mean, in the old days, games that I've covered, halftime, Michael Jackson, Elton John, Rolling Stones, Lady Gaga, Prince, Paul McCartney,
yeah,
Bruno Mars. This year we got Maroon 5 and some guy named Big Boy. I say that's a pretty pathetic.
Oh yeah.
Pretty pathetic and halftime show.
The whole Super Bowl's pathetic. The whole thing this year.
Agreed.
Well, I'm tired of.
I don't know why they have a halftime. Most people I know get up and go get another toasted ravioli or something while the halftime thing's going on. They don't really watch it closely anyway.
It's so they can put marquee prices on the halftime mm-hmm. ads because mm-hmm. they have to put on a spectacular show mm-hmm. to do that. That's the whole mindset.
Yeah, because otherwise an advertiser go, I don't want to be on at halftime.
Exactly.
Nothing going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
there you go. The never-before-seen documentary about Michael Jackson called Neverland that will debut at the Sundance on Friday is going to be, I hear, very alarming. Accusers, these kids, say that when they were 9 years old, Michael had secret weddings with them with rings and wedding nights, and that Jacko had code words to see who could get undressed the fastest. And a lot more. No wonder, as I said here a week ago, Paris Jackson has sort of disappeared. You don't want any part of this whole thing when this thing's going down. What do you think of that, Homer?
I don't know. Nothing about the whole Jackson thing. It really surprises me anymore. When is this going to be on?
It'll be at the Sundance Film Festival. It's going to premiere on Friday night. Their prime documentary Friday night.
Okay.
It won't be on television here until June or July. It'll be theaters. At the same time, it'll be on pay-per-view.
All right. We'll catch it later.
There you go. How much time I got?
You have a minute and a half.
Over New York Post headline, over the story of a crook who stole all the money from a Girl Scout troop selling chocolate men, s'mores, and the others, headline screamed, he's the Cookie Monster.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Way to go! You're a real tough guy, stealing cookies from the Girl Scouts.
Yeah,
that'll impress your fellow gang members.
And name the name of a celebrity who loves cats, hates dogs. Kiefer Sutherland, Tyler Perry, Bryan Cranston, John Hamm.
I'm gonna go with John Hamm.
I'll go Kiefer.
Tyler Perry.
Bryan Cranston.
It's John Hamm, and Hammond says the cats are as smart as dogs and even trains his cats to do tricks just like dogs do tricks. John Hamm.
I'd like to see a cat do tricks like dogs do, because I've never seen that.
Oh, I have. I have.
They really? Do.
Yeah, oh yeah, they train them like dogs.
I never have. I haven't either, Frank.
I have.
Yeah, I need to see
Were
that.
Were you drunk when you saw it?
No. No, it was at, it may have been at SeaWorld or something like that, but they had a whole cat show. It was cool.
10 seconds,
Mr. Strauss. They had a cat show at SeaWorld?
Yeah.
They ate the fish.
10 seconds, Mr. Strauss and Mr. Evans and Mr. Woodburn.
Put down the pipe, Mike Evans. See ya.
There he goes. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. Thank you very much for being with us today. Tomorrow, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend in the 4 o'clock hour. Thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get. And have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling on Democrats to end the political hostility toward President Trump and agree to his compromise offer to end the partial government shutdown. Senate leaders are setting up votes on competing bills aimed at doing just that.
Neither measure is expected to advance on Thursday. One of the bills involves President Trump's proposal, essentially trading temporary protections for Dreamers for nearly $6 billion in border wall funding. If that fails, the other measure would extend government funding for 3 weeks. Trump has promised to veto any bill that does not include funding for the wall. Tom Roberts, NBC News Radio.
The White House is promising there will be a State of the Union speech next week, but where it will take place is still unknown. President Trump intends to give the speech on January 29th and is still hoping it will take place in Congress. However, if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will not allow it because of the shutdown, the Trump administration is looking for alternatives.